Winning Hand. Lucy Worsley tells Liz Nichols the surprising stories behind our monarchy ahead of the publication of her new book, Queens and Kings, and her talk at Henley Literary Festival. History isn't really about the past at all, says Lucy Worsley. It's a way of investigating and reflecting on who we are today. Whether she's unravelling royal scandals on TV, investigating historical mysteries, or breathing life into centuries-old stories, Lucy has become one of Britain's best-loved historians. And before the palaces, best-selling books and television documentaries, there was a Berkshire schoolgirl imagining what it might be like to live in the past. Lucy remembers standing at Reading's ruined abbey with her brother in what they called the Lion Park, imagining the lives that had unfolded among its ruins. She also attended the abbey school, where teachers repeatedly reminded pupils of one particularly illustrious former student, Jane Austen. I didn't know who Jane Austen was back then, says Lucy, but she went on to play an enormous part in my life as I became her biographer. It's a childhood encounter whose significance only became clear decades later. Lucy's love of history was flourishing at school, where she remembers lessons as a joy, never a chore. One teacher in particular made an impression. Miss Darcy taught Lucy about the Industrial Revolution, while simultaneously being excitingly and urgently summoned to the telephone to organise a teacher's strike. I believe she has a first name, but she'll always be Miss Darcy to me, Lucy laughs. This passion grew into a vocation, although not without a slight detour. Having started out studying science A-levels, Lucy realised she'd made the wrong choice and changed midstream, which caused various upsets. After that, though, I was clear what I wanted to do and went at trying to become a historian like an exocet missile. I know how fortunate I am to have had a vocation. Some people never find out what they want to do. More than three decades later, this vocation has taken Lucy from museums and historic buildings to our TV screens and radios, writing several best-selling biographies. Her latest book, Queens and Kings, An Unusually Personal History, which is published on the 3rd of September, draws on more than 20 years of chief curator of historic royal palaces, working behind the scenes at Hampton Court Palace and the Tower of London, even living within one of the palaces herself. Lucy believes the secret to getting people interested is a story, followed by the willingness to question it. I like to use exciting, addictive stories to hook people in, and then to take the very same stories apart to show that narrative is a dangerously seductive and tricksy thing, she says. I'm always destroying people's cherished illusions about the past. I'm very mean like that. Queens and Kings takes readers into the private lives of Britain's monarchs, familiar figures including Henry VIII, Anne Boleyn, Queen Victoria, and Elizabeth II appear alongside surprising details and people whose stories are often overlooked. Women have traditionally been left out of the story, she says. All my career, I felt an itch to put that right.